everyone. Welcome. If it's 1 a.m. and you can't study your NCLEX, what are you even doing? What are you even doing? Night shift nurses representing tonight. It's 1 a.m. where I am. And this is the reason I created Remar Review, so that anytime that you need to study, you can, because the program is simple and straight to the point. So we will be doing that on today. We are going to be indeed talking about torch syndrome, So this is a subject that, because it affects both what, right? Torch syndrome, is it affecting the mom and the baby? Well, it's affecting both. And so we do need to study about this subject. It comes from my NCLEX review. And if you are in it, you will find that this program helps you to dive deeper into that. But again, it is Monday. It is a Monday. And so we have the motivation. And so I want to bring on another and Remar Nurse. How are you? How do I say your name? I want to say it right.
CG,
where are you from? Where are you representing?
I'm an Indian, but I'm right now joining you from Canada, Nova Scotia of Canada, from the Atlantic Canada.
Amazing. It's so good to have you. What time is it there in Canada right now?
It's 1 p.m.
Ah, 1 p.m. Okay. It's 1 a.m. here in Tokyo. And I am so, so motivated by just seeing your face this morning. So tell us your story. Did you just recently pass NCLEX?
Yeah, I passed my exam on March 12th. I took my exam on March 12th. And this was my fourth time doing the NCLEX Aran. I took NCLEX Aran 3 times earlier, last, like in 2022, I did it twice. And in 2023, I did it once. All the 3 times, I used all the materials like the UWL, the Archer, like the Lippincott. I had like a lot of stuff. I reviewed the Saunders. And then I also had gone into some online classes, like live classes with like joining up from different places. Oh. I spent a lot of bucks, but then I didn't know what was happening with me, because all the 3 times my report showed me was like I was near passing standard in all the categories. And I didn't have any above. So I was thinking like there's something wrong in the way I was approaching it. And I was really devastated with my 3rd time. So I stopped. I said like, no, I'm not doing this. I'm stopping this for the meantime.
Can I ask you a question? How many questions were you answering on your exam when you were not passing? Like how many questions did you get up to that you were able to answer?
I have done once was like, I did two times the exam that I took was the old module. And it was like one time I did 145 questions. The second time I did was 123 questions. And the last time I did also was 145.
Ah, I see. So when you would fail, how devastating would that be for you? You know, did your family know? Were you telling people?
1 minute, ma'am. Sorry.
It's okay. Listen, Remar nurses, we be at work. We be at...
I'm sorry.
It's okay. You don't have to apologize to us.
Yeah. So it was like, I was feeling very devastated because like, it was newly, I came into Canada in 2022. So when I came to Canada, I was super excited. Like I already had all my paperwork done. So I was like, I'm doing the R and I'm clearing it in my 1st time, because I started already preparing and I was feeling very confident enough. But then when it didn't work out, each time when I started to feel bad, like literally when the 3rd time it happened, like, you know, people started to like, you know, hey, it's like, you know, you have a lot of experience, but you don't know anything. You're not clearing your exam. So that was the mindset. And then like, I was feeling that for a long time. And then by end of December, and that is the time when one of my friend told me about Remar. So she did about Remar. So she told me like, try this. And then I bought the V2 and the Quick Facts. And then I started with the V2. So the first time when I was hearing you on a live session, you were telling that like NCLEX is just a graduate exam. That's for a person when you're getting your graduation. So I'm a nurse for 15 years in India and Saudi Arabia. So it's like, oh, wow, that's a good thing. This is only a graduate exam. It's not too tough. I already got an RN license. So that means God wants me to be a nurse already. He made me a nurse already. So I can try it. This is just a licensing exam. So that really brought my stress level, like it breaked half of my stress level.
Good.
And then every time, like whenever you start to do the class, like the prayer, you know, that made me more motivated. Like I started to depend on God and also believe in the divine providence. Which this time I completed the V2 everything. I completed the whole V2. I did few of the questions. So I was feeling the questions was much more useful than the one I did in UWorld because this was content focused. So I was like, I started to think each question whenever I do, like, is this option correct or wrong? If it's correct, why is it correct? If it's wrong,
why is it wrong? Yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So I could tell that you found your grounding in the content. Yeah. You found yourself understanding to even be able to approach the questions. Because I feel like sometimes if you try to just jump in there and do questions, but you don't have a good foundation, and this is no matter how long you've been a nurse, there are still things that you need to review before this exam. And so when you skip that step, it's more difficult. It takes you a lot longer. I'm so glad that you gave Remar the opportunity to be your NCLEX preparation course. Now, tell me, what will you be doing now that you have your license?
I'm actually trying up like the I'm right now working as an LPN under the conditional license in Nova Scotia. Okay. So I'm just putting up forward resume to my employer as well as to the Nova Scotia Health. So whatever is the plan of God, I just depend on God. Like I just said, like God, that's what Jeremiah 29:11 says. I have a plan for you, a plan for your prosperity and not for your disparity.
Yes.
So, believing on that, I'm just applying everywhere, like whatever is the thing that God wants me to do. Okay. Like in the exam, that's what I wrote down. I'm an RN today. Like when I started my exam, I made this quote there. I'm an RN today working for the healing ministry of Jesus Christ. Amen. And that was the one which entrusted me, which gave me the power. Thank you, Professor Regina and Mark. Like your classes and your prayers really helped us. Thank you very much.
Oh my goodness. Amen. 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 What a powerful testimony. Remar, as you guys can see, we are a family of international nurses. So we just thank you so much all the way from Canada representing. Oh, thank you. Congratulations. And I will talk to you later. Okay.
Sure, thank you.
Back to work. Bye-bye. Bye. I love it. Taking time out of the schedule, out of the work schedule to say, this is important to me. This, I have to go back and tell them that I passed. And so as we are traveling around the world, as we are meeting Remar nurses, literally, it is just blowing my mind. The faces, the languages, everything, the locations that we find Remar nurses. We're going to do Torch Syndrome on today. Congratulations to all of the nurses who are passing. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? I am coming for you, Kenya. I'm coming for you. I am going to be received. I am going to be hosted by Kenyan Nurse, and they are going to take me to 4 locations in Kenya. This is history. We're going with the mission in Kenya we're going to do something revolutionary. That's what I'm going to say. We're going to do something revolutionary. We really want to empower nurses who are going to make this journey from Kenya to the US to wherever you want to go. We want to make sure that you have everything that you need to make the best decision for yourself. You have the resources, you have the opportunities, but you also have the power in order to do that. And this is a global initiative. If you are in Kenya and you want to come to one of my four classes, if you want to learn more about it, you want to learn more about how you can come over and live the American dream, right? That's what it's about. Go to remarnurse.com/Kenya. And we'll put it on the bottom of the screen so that you can see that you can sign up for it. But again, this entire thing is so much bigger. The NCLEX review is something that I teach. It is the material that helps you to pass NCLEX. But here at REMAR, we understand that it's much bigger. You have to have not only the education, but you also have to have the resources. And we want to be your partner in that journey. So if you are studying in the V2 with me, I hope that you feel encouraged by the testimonial that you just saw, where you have a nurse who has taken the exam multiple times, failed multiple times, couldn't get really a hold of what she was doing wrong. But then once she did the content, started in the right place. Once you start in the right place, then you can ask the right questions. Then you can answer the questions correctly. And that's the process, really, honestly. Nurse Michelle says, "Hello, REMAR family. Happy Monday. I am ready to learn today to become a registered nurse." I love that. "I can, I will, and I must pass NCLEX." So let's get into this information. Now, Torch Syndrome, can somebody give me the page of what it is in QuickFacts, please? I think the unthinkable has happened to me. I think somebody has stolen my QuickFacts. This is not unusual, but I cannot find my favorite QuickFacts right now. And so I'm perturbed and I am trying to hide my emotions. I took so many good notes in the QuickFacts today on Torch Syndrome. Anyways, Torch Syndrome, when we talk about this condition, one of the things that we have to understand is that it is classified as a mother or is it a baby situation? Well, who are we talking about when we talk about Torch Syndrome? We are talking about, it's a congenital situation. So what does it mean if something is congenital, let me get my words together. If something is congenital, right, then that means that in utero, we're going to see in utero or around surrounding the intrauterine process, we're going to see changes to the baby, right? There are going to be disease processes. There can be developmental processes that happens to the baby. But also at the same time about Torch Syndrome that makes it complicated is that the mother is also affected by some of these disease processes. Well, all of these disease processes. So this indeed is considered a maternity subject, but at the same time, it can be considered complicated too. So that's why I just want to deep dive into it. All right. So Torch Syndrome, if I just read this, it says here, it is an infection. Also, it's actually five kinds of disease processes that can affect the developing fetus or newborn in utero during delivery and or after the birth of the baby, all right? And they are affected by way of the mom. So the five conditions here, you have toxoplasmosis, you have other, this is the acronym TORCH again, let me just make that clear. TORCH stands for toxoplasmosis. The O is other organisms that can affect the baby. You hear mostly of syphilis, but it could also be parvovirus, which comes from dogs, varicella zoster, Zika virus, and others. That's why it's called others. You have rubella. You have rubella, which we are familiar with, cytomegalovirus, and herpes simplex. So cytomegalovirus is like it's an off branch of herpes simplex. So those two are kind of similar. All right. And so those are the five conditions that make up TORCH. Okay. Yes. Other organisms, other infections can also be HIV too as well. Thank you. And so let's just look at them individually really quickly so that we can cross this off the list here. When we talk about toxoplasmosis, we are talking about a what type of infection? What is the yucky thing that toxoplasmosis is? This is my, like, you know how you like, you know how there's like certain things that just make your skin crawl? Parasites, or the idea of parasites, make my skin crawl. And so toxoplasmosis is a parasitic infection that a pregnant woman will get. Now, there are two ways that you can get toxoplasmosis. Give them to me before you read it. What are the two ways? Or, okay, so one way is what? By consuming raw meat, or undercooked meat. Y'all that like to order your steaks medium rare or rare, fine. But when you are pregnant, don't do it. Okay. Don't do it. My mom is one of those people. She likes to order her food medium rare. And I'm like, Mom, you can't do that. You might be pregnant. No, but even beyond that. All right. Eating undercooked meat, raw meat, it puts you at risk for parasites, toxoplasmosis. Also, if you have an animal, particularly what we see is cat litter, changing cat litter on NCLEX. Pregnant woman, cat litter, or cats in general, if you get a question like that, think toxoplasmosis. All right. And so that's going to be the source of this specific parasites. Come on in if you guys are just joining us. We're talking about Torch syndrome. We're on the first disease, which is toxoplasmosis. The other infections, I give you an extensive list here just so that you can see that other infections can be many things. HIV is one of them. We're familiar with HIV. It's also in Quick Facts. Syphilis, this is a bacterial infection that is a sexually transmitted disease that babies, when they are in contact with this specific infection, can do a lot of damage. Yeah, it can do a lot of damage to them. Fifth disease is a parvo B19. It is spread through saliva and mucus when a person sneezes. Parvovirus is typically, you see it in animals. Like, you will see it in dogs. They get parvo. Has anybody ever had a dog besides me that got parvovirus? We actually had to put that dog to sleep when that happened. Chickenpox is, of course, highly contagious, and it is transmitted by the varicella zoster virus. You do need to know about chickenpox as part of your NCLEX preparation, just because this is considered an infectious, highly contagious, but common virus. So you have to know about that. Zika, we know Zika is spread by infected mosquitoes. So you're going to see it in a specific tropical climate. And also it can be spread through sexual contact as well. So I know we hear mostly about it with mosquito transmission, but also sexual contact can transmit this virus. So the pregnant mother has to be very careful. Rubella is the R in Torch syndrome. This is also known as German measles. This is contagious. It's a viral infection that is transmitted through droplet precautions. So if somebody sneezes, coughs, or if you touch a surface, the virus can actually live on the surface. What do we know about rubella? There is a what for rubella that will protect you. Some of these things, you're not gonna have a prophylactic protection, but rubella has a what that a pregnant woman or a person can get. What is the thing that we know for rubella? Yes, you can get a vaccination. You can get a vaccination for rubella. You can get a vaccination for rubella. Cytomegalovirus is a type of herpes, and it is transmitted through saliva and other bodily fluids. Correct. Mm-hmm. And then herpes simplex, when I was doing the research on this, I saw that herpes simplex 2 was the herpes for Torch syndrome. But then there were some other things, studies and things like that that said herpes simplex 1 as well. So we just know herpes simplex comes in two forms, 1 and 2, remark nurses. All right. So as we dive into this, we are understanding that there are five conditions that make up TORCH syndrome and that we need to understand what those five distinct conditions are. Now, how does a baby develop TORCH infection? Well, they can get it through the placenta. There are certain diseases that are transferred through the bloodstream. And so they're getting it that way. The placenta is very important because it is what provides oxygen to the baby. All right. Oxygen, nutrients, and blood. So as the baby is growing, you know, we see if you've ever been pregnant and you downloaded the pregnancy apps or things like that, it will tell you, oh, you know, in this week, your baby is developing fingernails. And then you look at the baby and it's developing very nicely, it's getting hair, it's getting chubby. You know, you start to see the fat of the baby. It has fully developed at 36 weeks, 37 weeks, and it just, the baby looks like a human infant. However, the very last thing, the very last organ to develop in a baby in utero is what? Even though the baby looks like, oh, you're looking good, you look like a normal baby, we know that the baby must stay inside of the mother because the last thing to develop is the what? What are we waiting for? We are waiting for, absolutely, we're waiting for the lungs to develop. And so because the lungs don't develop until last, the placenta is what is providing oxygen to that baby. So when you see babies that are born prematurely, on the outside, they look structurally fine. But what do you see them having to get? Resuscitation, right? You see them having to get mechanical ventilation because their lungs don't develop until those final weeks, those final days. And so just wanted to review the importance of the placenta there. Also during childbirth, some babies may contract a TORCH infection while passing through the birth canal, especially during a vaginal birth. And then after birth, even after birth, a baby can get TORCH infection through breast milk when a mother is breastfeeding. So this process of the TORCH infection is pretty longstanding. Again, it is extensive. So how much more do we need to know about it for safe nurses? And again, I like Nurse CG's, her advice was that, remember, NCLEX is for beginning nurses. So if you are a nurse with experience, but you have been in just one kind of discipline, just been in cardiac, just been in mother baby, you need to review these principles. Even if you've been out of school, if you've been out of school for longer than 3 months, guess what? You need to review this exam because it is a general practitioner exam. And so that means that you need to know about many different disciplines. All right. So if mother baby is not your thing, V2 is going to get you ready for the mother baby information. So the signs and symptoms for TORCH infection, what makes this so unique is that most of the signs and symptoms could actually be other things. And so if you don't know the specific content for TORCH, you're going to miss this in a mother and then the baby's going to be infected. Okay, infected and affected. So if we look at the signs and symptoms of TORCH infection, we have a mother will come in a fever, okay, lethargy, difficult feeding, okay? So we have symptoms for the mother and then we have symptoms for the baby. So the mother may not want to eat, the baby may not want to eat, all right? And the baby, you're going to see jaundice. You should know what that term means. Somebody put on what jaundice means, a low birth weight as well for the baby. Infections can impair cardiac issues, cochlear issues in babies too. All right. So cochlear and cardiac and color. Okay. There's some C's for you of TORCH infection. So we have jaundice, we have low birth weight, hearing impairment, patent ductus arteriosus. This is one of the infant heart defects that I just mentioned in V2. You do need to know essentially what that term means, what that term means. So if you have something that is patent, normally that means that it is not closed like it should be, but it is open, okay? It's open. Small red or brown spots, blueberry rash, a blueberry blueberry muffin rash. You'll see this in babies with Torch syndrome, hepatosplenomegaly, cataracts. That's another C. That's another C. There were a couple C's that I had found when I was studying Torch syndrome today. So we have, what did I say? Color, cardiac issues, cochlear issues, that is hearing problems. And then you have cataracts as well. So Torch syndrome can affect the eyes. And microcephaly, we see that with Zika. Babies that are born with small heads, small heads. So indeed, there is a lot to study on Torch syndrome, but look here, look how simplified we have it, that even at 1 a.m., I'm still able to be coherent and teach this information because it's just really straight to the point. How can Torch syndrome be diagnosed? Well, it is going to be a combination of an investigation. We're going to do physical examination, assessment of symptoms, and that's pretty much with the help of the nurse who is observing the mom or the baby. Prenatal ultrasound just makes sense. Just makes sense. We're going to test for viruses, which the healthcare provider can do. Yes, blood tests. Also, you can test in amniotic fluid as well. This is a maternity subject. So toxoplasmosis is diagnosed in with a blood or an amniotic fluid test. Rubella can be tested for. Cytomegalovirus is also diagnosed with a blood sample, all right? Viral culture or even a urine test. And then you know if a person has herpes simplex, you can typically see it on an assessment, or you can culture the lesions, the sores. Those sores can be itchy to painful, depending on where the vessels, vesicles are and how much fluid they have in them. Treatment. Let's look at the treatment plan. So pretty much is going to be for NCLEX, and you don't have to know the specific names. The reason why you don't have to know the specific names of the antibiotic or the antiparasitics are because the doctor is going to determine what they want to use. The doctor has to look at many different factors and determine what is best, what is going to be the most effective for that patient. And so for nurses, it is better for us to know the class of medication than to try to memorize a whole list of drug names. So for example, it is better for you to have the understanding of toxoplasmosis as what type of infection? As a parasitic infection, right? That's what I'm talking about when I say go over the content. It is literally taking your time with this subject and understanding it like you were in school, like you were in elementary school, if I can just be honest with you guys. It is better for us to not pretend like we know stuff that we don't know. It is better for us to come to these classes with the understanding that I need help. I'm here as a student. I need to learn something new. And I say this with all sincerity. I get people DMing me that they failed NCLEX. And the reason why they failed NCLEX is because, well, for today, it was a person that was using multiple resources in one. So she was getting the content from V2, but she was doing Archer questions, right? And so when you have a situation where you're like, I'm going to do a little bit of this, and then I'm going to do a little bit of this, and then I'm going to watch some stuff on YouTube, and we'll try to put it all together, it's not going to work. It's really not going to work. This is an exam that you have to have a great foundation for, because what's going to happen is you're going to be passing those CAT exams. You're going to be feeling good. Oh, I'm doing really good. But then when it comes to the NCLEX, this is an exam that's looking for your weak areas. And so it's not going to take you long to be exposed if you don't have a strong foundation. And I don't care what any CAT exams are telling you, if you don't know the simple safety and the simple content, right? I'm trying to, sometimes I want to use a better word. If you want to know if you know a subject, then you have to be able to explain it to a five-year-old. That's how you can tell. And it is not saying, oh, I did really well on a couple CAT exams. That's not good enough for NCLEX. So I want everybody watching to hear my voice, hear me, and say, I'm ready to move away from just doing constant questions, but I'm ready to have a conversation about this information. That's how you know when you're ready for NCLEX. All right. And so if you are using a whole bunch of different resources that heavily focus on just having you do practice questions, you're not going to get the results you're looking for. And I'm going to be there to tell you, this is where you went wrong. This is where you went left. All right. So again, I was saying here that you don't need to know a list of names. It's better for you to have an understanding of how the treatment is helping the patient. So toxoplasmosis, antiparasitic, okay? HIV, antiretrovirus, and it's because you understand it's a virus. Syphilis, antibiotics, it's bacterial, all right? Viral, you have virus. All right, you have antivirals. That's how it works. That's how it works. Rubella, the thing about rubella is that once rubella has developed, it cannot be treated. However, it is one of the most common neonatal diseases that can be prevented through vaccination. Okay. And the mom, once is vaccinated, can have a lifetime of immunity, which is amazing. Okay. Cytomegalovirus, there are antivirals to treat this infection. And then herpes simplex. Herpes simplex is complicated in nature because there are antivirals. But, you know, once you get this, once you get herpes simplex, you tend to carry the virus with you for a long time, right? For your life. And you just have this outbreaks, and then you have recessiveness of the virus, and then stress, heat, things like that can bring the virus back out again, sickness. The complications of TORCH syndrome, and this is a great safety point before we get into the questions, is that this condition can lead to long-term complications. And so prevention is much better than treatment, okay? And so if the baby has the chance of not coming in contact with any TORCH diseases, that's what we wanna go for. But if the baby is exposed, then we wanna start treating as early as possible. Some of the long-term complications are learning disabilities. We talked about the cochlear and the cataracts. So the baby can have hearing and vision problems, developmental delays, failure to thrive, congenital heart defects, patent ductus arteriosus is considered a congenital heart defect, paralysis, seizure disorders, and or fetal death from premature birth and or low birth weight, failure to thrive, things like that. All right, this topic that I presented for you on tonight quickly, comes from my V2 program, which is a combination of the Quick Facts book. That's half of it. But at the same time, there are lectures that go along in a student workbook that you get in the V2 program. It's the comprehensive. So if you like my teaching here, you will love V2. You can get ready for NCLEX in about 30 days or less. Question bank included. Yes, question bank included. Now, I'm not against questions. I just think they have a proper place, all right, a proper place. And it is very small in content, in comparison to the content, very small. All right, here is our NCLEX questions presented by V2andRemarNurse.com. Shout out to Team Remar all across the globe supporting the Remar nurses. Thank y'all so much. You helped me get this initiative on the ground and moving. Here's question number one. Here we go. Let's talk about this. Smash that like button. I love that. All right, question number one, we're going to discuss. Okay, so this is how we do it. Content first and then questions. Content first and then questions. And then what happened to my questions? They dropped off. That's all right. You know what? Typically when that happens, it is because we are in a place that it just can't support everything. And so right now I am in Tokyo. I'm in Tokyo and it's been a challenge. It's really been a challenge here. I'm not going to lie. I came from the Philippines and just bear with me as I'm trying to get these questions back. But I came from the Philippines and no joke, the Philippines was so welcoming and so amazing. I actually went viral. I don't know if you guys realize this, but I went viral this weekend. Did you see the video? It was literally on me getting my hair done in the Philippines. And like that video has over a million views of just that happening. So I moved to Tokyo here. Somebody says, how's Tokyo? It's cold in Tokyo. It's winter here. And so going from the Philippines to Tokyo has been a challenge for me. It's really been a challenge. I was, you know, and I'm from Ohio. So shout out, if you guys know East Coast, you know, we get the winter, we get the coldness. That's not a problem. If you're from the East Coast, if you're from New York, if you're from Chicago, Midwest too, you know, the cold is, it's okay. We can do the cold, but Tokyo cold is different because there's a wind to it. Tokyo is surrounded by water. So when you get that coldness, it's like the coldness that, oh, it's annoying. It's annoying, especially coming from a beautiful place like the Philippines where it was nice and hot. So it's snowing in PA. Are you kidding me? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. So I came here and it's just vastly different for me when I'm traveling. There are nurses here. There actually is a testing center in Tokyo. There is a testing center in Tokyo. So you're able to pass your NCLEX. You're able to take your exam and pass your NCLEX here in Tokyo, which is, I wanted to understand the culture. I wanted to understand the Remar nurses who will come through this area. All right, who will come through this area. And I get it. Like, I definitely get it. It's a challenge here. English, you know how you say English is not the first language? English is not, it's not the concern here. You come here and you understand the culture is refined and it is important and it is elevated. So I think we're all doing our best to acclimate it. But it is, you know, there's definitely some positives here. There's definitely some positives here. I just need to be here long enough to understand the culture. All right. And so I'm trying to do that. I'm actually probably going to get my nails done here. I don't know if it'll go as viral as me getting my hair done in the Philippines, but I am endeavoring to get my nails done while I'm here, just kind of experience the culture, the food I'm already acclimating myself to. Shout out to y'all to eat sushi. Shout out to y'all to eat these ramen noodles. Who's here a ramen noodle fan? Like you come to Tokyo because literally there's ramen everywhere. I think I'm going to give them a try. They're not my favorite thing. I'm here for like another like 3 or 4 days. So I have to eat something. And so I think I'm going to dive into these ramen noodles. But shout out to y'all that love these things. Tokyo has them for you. All right. We are going to get back into our questions. Just let me forward advance a little bit to get there. Somebody says Kenya. Yes. When I come to Kenya, will it be winter? Don't surprise me. Don't surprise me because this has been like, what? Cold. Here are our NCLEX questions on today. All right. I said, what? All right. The V2. Okay. Well, I promise you guys, I'll get into the V2. It's just getting acclimated again. All right. we're going to go to the question. I think we were just on the first question. You just had your nails done. You guys would not believe how much upkeep it is when you're traveling into different things. People are like, in the video, just sidebar, people are like, why didn't you get your hair done before you left? Like, who goes on vacation and not? I wasn't on vacation. Like, I literally have not been home for weeks, literally not been home for weeks to get this stuff done. So as I'm traveling, I have to get these things done. People are so upset. It really bothered people that I got my hair braided in the Philippines. It blows my mind. It blows my mind. Okay, here's my first question. Question number one. A first-time expectant mother who went in for a prenatal check was diagnosed with syphilis. Okay, where we at? First-time prenatal check diagnosed with syphilis. Which of the nurse's statement about syphilis is accurate? Here we go. Number one, syphilis is caused by a parasite that can be spread through infected droplets. Two, syphilis is a viral infection that goes away without treatment. Three, syphilis is treated with antibiotics. It also prevents the spread of infection to the baby. Or four, a combination of antiviral and antiparasitic is the treatment of choice for syphilis. What do you say? What do you say? All right. We are talking about syphilis. What I really want to see is us being all on one page about this information, these content-based questions, because there's not a lot of critical thinking here. You just either know about TORCH syndrome or something you need to review. So the correct answer is number three. Great job. Great job. Syphilis is treated with antibiotics. It also prevents the spread of infection to the baby. So you understand this is a bacterial infection. It is a sexually transmitted disease, but I think a lot of nursing students, they're not really sure inherently if it's a virus or if it's a bacteria. And so understanding that big safety point will allow you to be able to choose the right treatment plan. Antibiotics are a safe and effective treatment in pregnancy, all right? And so we're going to do that. The earlier the infection is identified, the easier it is to treat and prevent congenital syphilis in the baby. Good job. Here's my second question. It is this. The nurse prepares for a community health teaching for pregnant women about TORCH infection. What information should the nurse include in the discussion? So community health nurse, okay, talking about TORCH infections. Number one, TORCH infections can be prevented by having complete vaccination. All right. Two, a history of previous infections provide lifetime immunity. Three, infections can be passed through breast milk. Or four, women residing in Zika virus sporadic areas should take antiviral, okay, as prophylactic. What are we saying here in terms of about to do a presentation on TORCH infection? Okay. About to do a presentation on TORCH infection. And I see a lot of the correct answer, which as well is number three. Remember, these infections can be passed through the breast milk. So in an infected mother, if an infected mother is breastfeeding or chest feeding, you know, TORCH infections can be transmitted to the baby through breast milk. So you got to consult a healthcare provider. A pregnant woman with one of the TORCH infections is intending to breastfeed. That is something that would require follow-up teaching, follow-up education. Question number three is this. The nurse assigned to the maternity unit reviews the client's charts. So this is multiple. Which of the following findings should be reported to the doctor immediately? Let's prioritize. Who's the priority patient? Number one, a 5-week pregnant, okay, recovered from syphilis with a 2-hour plasma glucose level of 125. Two, 8 weeks pregnant, diagnosed with HIV, manifests a fetal heart rate of 85 beats per minute. 3, 10-week pregnant with herpes simplex virus and with white blood cells in the urine. 4, 28-week pregnant treated for fifth disease reports irregular contractions between 20 and 30 minutes apart. This is good. I have a lot of patients here. You have some patients who have, let me just be quiet. They have a lot of things going on here. Who's the priority though? Who's the priority? We were all on one accord until this question. Now I have some 2s, have some 4s. I have some 3s. This is why you come to class, to participate in a global community. Let me know where you're from too. I want to know who I have in the house with me tonight. I know Ohio is here. I know PA is here because you told me it's snowing in PA. Who else is here? Kenya is also here, waiting, ready, and willing for class coming soon. And Kenya, I'm going to talk about delegation, prioritization as well, and also, what else am I going to talk about? Something else. I'm still cooking that class. South Africa in the house, NYC, Mississippi. All right. Correct answer is 2. Correct answer is 2. 2 is the priority patient. Why? Because let me go back and look at it just so you guys can see why 2 is the priority patient. All right. This baby has a terrible abnormal assessment, and you had to have caught it. The fetal heart rate is way too low. It's too low. Yeah. And so remember, for those of you who picked 4 and for those of you who picked 3, this is a general exam. I have to keep going back to that because this is what CG said helps, right? And so there are just certain things that you have to be aware of in terms of assessment findings, okay? Assessment findings. And we know that we're expecting the normal fetal heart rate, you know, between 110 to 160 beats per minute, okay? And so NCLEX is going to give you the answer. It's going to be right there. It's going to be right there for next-gen NCLEX, but you have to notice it. That's the thing that I'm trying to work with you on every week while you come to Monday and Wednesday classes after doing content, is because I'm trying to help you to notice the changes in your patient. If you don't notice them, you can't treat them. And that's how people get hurt in the hospital. The hospital can be one of the most dangerous places to end up. And if you're in healthcare, you know that, because when your family members go to the hospital, you're right there with them, right? If our family members were safe in the hospital, we as nurses wouldn't feel the need to go. But you know, every time somebody you love is in the hospital, you're there. You're calling them. You're the one talking to the nurse. They want you up there because people fail to notice changes. All right. And so that's not going to be us. That's not going to be us. All right. Hi, I thought there was no class today. Did somebody tell you there was no class today? Because I think my assistant asked me if I was doing Monday motivation. And I wondered why she asked me that. And I said, we always do Monday motivation. I don't care what time it is. I don't care. We have to have Monday motivation, all right? And so let me know if maybe I missed a memo. I missed a memo. All right, question number 4 is this. Are we there? Are we there for question number 4? Okay, here we go. A pregnant woman arrives to the emergency department. There was no notification. Okay, got it. A pregnant woman arrives at the emergency department exhibiting symptoms of torch syndrome. You guys know that. Upon assessment, the nurse notices, and this is the final question, guys. Upon assessment, the nurse notes the presence of fever, lymphadenopathy, and generalized malaise. Which immediate nursing intervention is crucial for managing this patient's condition. Okay. I'm asking, what immediate nursing intervention is crucial for managing this patient's condition? The nurse notices fever, lymphadenopathy, and then also we have malaise. Is it number one, administering antiviral medications to the mother? Two, facilitating a consultation with an infectious disease specialist. Three, educating the patient on preventative measures against toxoplasmosis. Or four, referring the patient for immediate fetal ultrasound and testing. So essentially, the mother arrives, it's very important that you understand and you look for, we'll talk about noticing environmental changes, okay? Got to notice the environment for NCLEX. That also helps you to understand what your priority is going to be. Yeah. So if you check the environment of this question, then you know what the answer should be. I'm happy with what I see. I'm happy with what I see. The correct answer is going to be number four. Yes, number four, you got it. Referring the patient for immediate fetal ultrasound and testing. Why? Because you're still in the assessment phase here. The environment that you're in tells you that assessment is still your big priority. The patient is in the emergency department. So we are still investigating the patient's condition. And if we're talking about TORCH syndrome and we have a mother who has those generalized symptoms, malaise, lymphadenopathy, fever, those can be anything. Those could be anything. This mom could have mono. This mom could have, we don't know, right? And so we have to check out that baby to see how it is doing. Oh, these questions are really good. This topic was very, very good. Despite me going without it, without my quick facts, you guys really supported this particular study session, helping me in the comments. And I appreciate it. I so appreciate it. Again, I know people are asking me, what is V2? When is the sale? V2 stands for the version 2 of my NCLEX virtual trainer. So the NCLEX virtual trainer was for the previous NCLEX. And then when the next generation rolled in, I had to upgrade my entire system with a new technology. All right. So we built this new technology. We called it V2. It comes with the computer adaptive exams. It does come with the case studies, but most importantly, it comes with the content and the study information, like the calendar, like the workbook, that you need to return to a classroom mentality and learn the safety principles. So that's what the V2 stands for. If you want to get started with my program, go to remarnurse.com, remarnurse.com, and you can learn more about me and what I do in helping nurses from going from unlicensed to licensed, because that's the goal, right? Monday motivation is believe you can and you're halfway there. Believe you can and you're halfway there. It's definitely better content. What we do here is a small version of the entire course, right? And so typically these classes on Mondays and Wednesdays that I do, Mondays at noon Eastern time, Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, are for those in the program to get an even deeper understanding from the things that they're learning in my course, right? So if you like today's lesson, V2 will empower you even more, okay? Believe you can and you're halfway there for those of you who are testing soon, or even for those of you who are just getting started. I asked this question, sports, they're kind of like NCLEX. I saw a mom and her son running and I said, that's really cool. She said she was training with her son, getting him ready to, you know, do very well and compete with other people. And so when you are training in the sport, when you are in competition, and I do feel like NCLEX is a sport. I feel like studying for NCLEX is a marathon. It is something that takes training. It is not something that you just jump up and do. Nobody just jumps up and says, I'm going to run a marathon. Okay. I'm just going to get up and do it. That's how you get hurt. You could get hurt doing that. And a lot of you have gotten hurt because you've gone into the NCLEX and you had not trained properly. You had not been conditioned for this test. And so you end up going in there, you get hurt. You guys that are testing, you know if you are really prepared or not. When people say, I don't know if I'm ready for NCLEX. No, you know if you're ready for NCLEX. What have you been doing with your time? What have you been doing? Have you been intentional? Are you content grounded? You know, is this something that you've been really setting aside a time for and sacrificing for? Have you been training? Look, have you been in the virtual trainer, the V2? Or has this been something that you're doing, you know, in your spare time? Is it casual? All right. And so in competition, you need two things. All right. Two things, preparation and determination. You cannot go into the NCLEX timid. It's like you have to go in there like Muhammad Ali, like I'm the greatest of all times when you go into that exam, because that exam is meant to squash you. I'm telling you, that exam is made to strip you, to make you show exactly what you're built of. It is there to identify if you are a safe nurse or if you are a unsafe person. And so part of our training, part of our preparation is self-evaluation. And I love to see this comment on the screen. I love to see when you guys, after we do the content and the questions, then you say, you know, 4 out of 4, I was a safe nurse, right? 2 out of 4, I need to do better. Because that is the self-reflection that is needed in order to be prepared, okay? If you can't be honest with yourself about where you are and what you've been doing, you're going to deceive yourself. You're not going to deceive the NCLEX. You might deceive yourself. You might deceive other people that you're prepared, and you won't be. So I love when you guys put in the comments, 3 out of 4, I was a safe nurse. 4 out of 4, I was a safe nurse. All right. I love when you guys put in the comments, I don't know, and I'm here to learn. That's okay too. Or I'll do better next time. You got to have that preparation in place. You got to have that determination. Your confidence has to be up. So if you are failing in the preparation part or the anxiety part, because that plays a part of it too, right? Then you have to address those things. You have to address them. Determination is key too. You're not going to finish a marathon if you don't think you can finish the marathon. You're going to use every excuse to get out of it. You're going to use every excuse to stop running. And so you have to find out why you're doing this. What is the reason? What is your, you know, we say, what is your why? Put your why in the comments. Why are you going through all of this? What is it? Is it your family is your why? Is it your time? Is it you want to be your own boss? You don't want to work for, you know, $10 an hour. What is your why? Why are you here? There are 800 people watching this live. Why are you here? Family, independence, family first. Yeah, like you're going through all of this. And it's a lot, and it's not a short journey. Just even getting into nursing school is a lot. Why are you going through all of this? Being a nurse is extremely challenging. It's extremely challenging because you are required to learn things that other people don't bother to learn. Other people go through their life just fine, not having to know 100 different medications. Why are you learning all of this? You know? And I can tell you, it has to be bigger than you. All right? It has to be bigger than material things. People that come into nursing because they want to have a Lexus or a BMW, you don't stay in nursing long. Okay, people that get into nursing because they feel like, you know, they want to go on vacations and they just want to ball out and have money in your pocket. You're not going to stay into this profession long. You know what kind of car I drive? No, seriously. I drive a Honda, right? I drive a Honda. You know why? Because it's not about the kind of car you drive. All right. When you're a nurse and you're faced with death and life, all that materialistic stuff, it don't mean a hill of beans. Better quality for my life and intermediate family. I lost my dad last year. My family back home in Gambia depends on me. Yes. Yes. It's bigger. It's bigger than you. It's bigger than you. Do better for myself. Be a role model for my children. Yep. 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 My passion. Family. Yep. And so as you're going through this process, you have to go back to your why that's pushing you, okay? Your why that's pushing you. And I would say freedom. Freedom is a good why, because being a nurse allows you, it frees you up to do things for other people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it frees you up to actually be in ministry. It gives you your time back. And so I asked you to sacrifice for just a short period of time, just a short period of time. You know, you will pass the test. You will pass it, but you have to endure. You have to endure for a short period of time. You have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And that's what separates you from the next person, because that is the environment of nursing. Nursing is for the uncomfortable. I see these things on TikTok where people are talking about soft life nursing. You know, I don't really know if there's such a thing, because anytime you are taking care of patients, anytime you are trying to assist somebody, it's uncomfortable. Because you have your own desires, you have your own nature, you have your own, you know, you have your own needs. So anytime you are trying to assist somebody else to fulfill a need of theirs, it's uncomfortable. And so you have to understand that. Even me right now, I'm in a place where it's 1 a.m. and I'm tired. I'm tired. But guess what? I am assisting a person who has a need. And so I have to make myself available when they need me. And so when I talk about nursing as a ministry, it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you find yourself working. If you're a nurse, you will be able to thrive in uncomfortable situations, because it's bigger than you. It's bigger than you. All right. So I love you guys so much. I just do. I really do. The community, everything that we've built. I really feel like Remar is built by people. Right. So you have to be willing to see this whole entire process bigger than yourself. Then you'll be able to do great things. All right. Then you'll be able to do great things. So preparation and determination. Here's a scripture for you. 2 Chronicles 15:7. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. Okay. I love that promise. I love that promise. Everything that we do, when we do it for the glory of God, is seen and rewarded. And I just want to remind you that your reward can come in many different forms. Yes! This is where I get excited about. Don't you be calling me Florence Nightingale, trying to the modern Florence Nightingale. That just butters me up. Y'all don't know. But your reward can come in many different forms. It's not always money. I swear it could be favor amongst men, right? God can give you unnatural favor. He can do the impossible, right? And so I have this picture here of me with the Kenyan flag on my shirt. Shout out to Kenya, because I never dreamed that I would be teaching in Africa, like on the ground, on the soil in Africa. And I'm going to be teaching in all of Africa, okay? I have no business. I have no business teaching in all of Africa, but I'm going to do it because you know why? Because I serve a big God. I serve a big God, and he has his people in Africa. He has his people in the United States. He has his people in Tokyo. He has Remar Nurses in the Philippines. And so because I am called by God, I can go throughout this entire earth and do the ministry I'm called to do. And I don't have to be afraid. I do not have to be afraid, okay? Because I serve a big God. All right, all right, all right. And so for you, you do not have to be afraid. Look for your reward in unusual places, okay? Look for your reward in unusual places. So this week, if you are in your right mind, if your body is free from disease, if your children are safe when they leave your home, right? If you have a roof over your head, food on your table, shoes on your feet, you indeed have your reward. Anything else God blesses you with is abundance. What a wonderful Monday. What a good Monday. Oh, man. Oh, man. Big God, big goals, big things, big rewards. Yes. In unusual places. Ah, I like this. Nurse Claire says, hello, Remar Nurses. This is a reward right here. Passing NCLEX, right? Professor Regina and Mark, I am happy to share my joy. Wow. I'm happy to share my joy. I am from Kenya and took my NCLEX on March 14th, 2024. I passed with 85 questions on my first attempt. I use V2 and QuickFacts. Very cool. Amazingly cool. And the challenge is, this is her joy. She's happy to share her joy because if you, as I am learning, when you are an international nurse, there are many standards, many hurdles that you have to prove yourself. Right? You have to prove yourself that you are indeed a safe nurse. And so I am learning more and more every day what that is like. And so congratulations. I say it from the bottom of my heart. Congratulations. You did it. You did it. Hi, Nurse Karen says, hi, Regina. I'm happy to inform you that I passed NCLEX March 13th with 85 questions. Look, this is the this is the reward coming through. This is the sacrifice that people are talking about. They're telling you how they did it, okay? Thanks to you and the Remar team for supporting nurses. Everyone, here we go. You can, you will, and you must pass NCLEX. Oh, I'm going to leave on that note. I'm going to leave on that note. Oh, that's it. That was my close right there. Hello, family. I'm officially a Remar nurse. Took NCLEX RN last Thursday. Okay. So those of you that are testing, look, she just took it, passed in the name of Jesus. Call him, call him, call him. Guys, you have to know your content. Most importantly, you have to pray, 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 and have faith. I'm standing in agreement with this. I think when you are walking into that testing center, you have to take God with you. You need to be praying in there. You need to be praying before you sit down, because you know what? You're going to be nervous. You know this is a big exam. You're walking in your purpose. And so you need to be calling on God to be there with you, because nobody else is going to be there. You know the scripture says that Jesus sticketh closer than a brother. Your brother cannot go into that exam with you. Your sister, your mother, your mentor. And so who are you going to bring in there? You're going to bring the one that can't be stopped. You're going to bring the one that no man can close, no man can shut out. You better bring Jesus in there with you, right? So that you know you're not alone. You're not standing there by yourself. Oh my goodness. Y'all don't get me. Whew. Don't get me to talking about it. Don't get me to talking about it. But I love that. Pray your way in, pray your way out. You will not feel alone. You will not. Just ask Holy Spirit, be here with me right now. Okay. Be right here with me right now. And not only you, but bring the angels. I need to be here with a host of heavenly angels. Just bring them, Lord. Okay. And then you know what? And people will know, everybody will know that you come in the name of the Lord. There's an army that stands with you at all times. Oh my goodness. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I am out of here. I had so much fun today on this Monday. I was kind of worried about how we were going to get down, you know, but we're doing it no matter where we are, on this globe. Remar Nurses, we're going to get it done. We're going to get it done. And so thank you for showing up, sacrificing your time. Now you can go and be great. All right. Relax. Enjoy your family. Just know that you put in the effort. Okay. You have a question. You have a question. All right. I'm going to take questions and I'm going to try to answer them as best as I can. Okay. As best as I can. Go ahead. Shoot. 2 minutes. Let's just talk whatever y'all want to talk about. What's the question? She said, I got a question really fast. What is it? Are we having class on Wednesday? Yes, I'll still be in Tokyo. Oh, wait. Yeah, it'll be my Thursday, your Wednesday, depending on where you are. What else? I didn't get the new V2. Get the new V2. Get it. If you're in my old version of the V2, the V1 essentially. Just the virtual trainer, get the V2 because you are taking next gen NCLEX. You are taking next gen NCLEX. And so you really do need to be exposed to the content. You need the new quick facts. You need to be able to do those case studies. Okay. So that's what you need to do. When will the next V2 sale be? V2 sale. What month is this? This is March. I mean, honestly, I don't know. I don't know. I will say this though, anytime you purchase educational material, it's an investment. It really is. And so what I'll say is that there are things in your life that when you invest in them, they have a reward attached to it. And so getting the content for NCLEX is going to be a direct relationship to how much money you make on the back end. So if you have the opportunity to get your nursing license faster, that is going to help you make more money quicker. What I'm saying is if I said May or if I said June for the next V2 sale, don't wait to May or June for the sale when you can get your nursing license before that. Because by May or June, you could have already had your license. I mean, if you're really studying, people finish V2 in 2 weeks. People finish V2 in 3 weeks. And then they take NCLEX and they pass. You know what I'm saying? Don't let a sale or the lack of a sale stop you from actually working. Okay. So let's see. I was told by a friend that finished in 2019 that all she did was read quick facts and look at your videos. No questions, no nothing. Just listening and reading. Yeah. If you get V2, honestly, if you get quick facts and you get the V2 program, you don't have to spend a lot of time doing questions. You really don't. And it does not take you long because of the way the information is structured and your own accountability in V2. V2 is built with accountability in it. All right. I need the V2 book. How much is it? You need the V2 book, the new V2 book. How much is it? Can you please give me the answer? Are you talking about the student workbook? All right. Let me know if you're talking about the student workbook. And then, yeah, ask the question. When you think about how much money you'll make per day as a nurse, and when I started working as a nurse, I was making $330 per day. $330 per day. And so just think about that. Just think about that. You'll probably be making more because that was when I was a new nurse. And that was what, over 10 years ago. Nurses are making more than what I was making as a nurse. So I honestly, when I say investing yourself, find that money, get the V2 so that you can start studying and go and get this NCLEX passed. Because anything else that you're giving your money to is not going to reward you the way a nursing license is. And this is what I'm serious when, like, when you do have to make hard decisions. If you have Netflix, if you have Hulu, if your kids have Disney Plus, but you're still working as an ancillary staff member, you're still working as a nurse's aide or in transportation, you got to shift. You got to shift your financial priorities to educational to get you over that hump so that you can get your nursing license. And I know we have a lot of comfortable things in our lives that keep us comfortable, but you got to be uncomfortable if you have not passed NCLEX. If you have not passed NCLEX, I remember a nursing student, remember Mark, she came on and she said, "I did not sleep in a bed." She said, "I slept on the, it was even like on the floor." Do y'all remember her? She said, "I didn't want to be comfortable without my nursing license. So I made a promise that I was not sleeping in a bed until I passed NCLEX." And that's the kind of mentality that you need to have. If you have been struggling with this NCLEX, if you've been putting it off, if you've been like, "I'll do it later, I'm not going to invest, I'm going to wait," it's because you're too comfortable. It's because you're too comfortable. You're too comfortable in your current situation where you don't feel the need that you have to, you'll just do it whenever. You'll do it whenever. And so that whenever becomes 6 months, it becomes 8 months, it becomes 10 months. It's I'll do it after the holidays. All right. I'll do it after summer vacation. I'll do it after Christmas. I'll do it after Valentine's Day. I see it all the time. I see it all the time. You have to deny yourself. You have to deny yourself to get uncomfortable if you're going to pass the NCLEX. And nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to do it for you. You guys are all adults in adult education. You can't force a person to learn. You can't force a person to prioritize. All right. That's true. I cut off my cable, so all I can do is study. There you go. All right. What else? What else? What else? 2 minutes. What time is it? Oh, glory, y'all. It's 2:23 a.m. My body is crying out because y'all don't know my kids are going to get up in like 4 hours. My kids are going to get up and they're going to want to go. All right, here we go. I must pass. Yes. LaShawna Mosey, thank you so much. I've been out of school since 2019. I finished V2 in 3 days. What? I just read over and oh, what? V2 and quick facts. I love it, by the way. I fell with Archer, so I know better now. My goodness. That's amazing. Yes, make sacrifices for a better outcome. All right. Okay. Hi, Professor Regina. First time live while at work. I haven't missed any classes. I always go back and watch. All right. All right, Nurse Karen. That's amazing. That's what I said. How did you finish? How did you finish V2 in 3 days? That's some serious studying. All right. Okay, question and answer time. I will be back on Wednesday. I don't know what time. I honestly don't know. I'll be back on Thursday for me, Wednesdays for you guys. And I thought I had the subject that we were going to study, but I don't know what it is right now. I hope, pray, y'all, pray that my quick facts book come back to me. Pray that it comes back to me because I really need it. I really need it. All right, let her go. She'll be here Wednesday. Yes. When will you be in Kenya? I will be in Kenya next week. I think I get there on Friday. or Saturday. Is this week? This week. This week. What's today? Today is Monday. I'll be in Kenya this week into next week. Okay, guys. I am gonna go. I'm gonna go. God willing, I will see you on Thursday, Wednesday night for you guys, and we will go over more information. I'm gonna come back to the US, and I know I'm gonna be in Florida for a bit. There is the National Nurses Convention in Orlando. I'm gonna come back for that, and then I don't know where the Lord will take me, honestly. I don't know where the Lord will take me. That's all I can say. That's all I can say. But I thank you guys. Please, I'm open to traveling to different places. I know I have people reaching out to me saying, hey, can you come here? We'll host a class. You can use this. So continue to do that. It helps to build my schedule out and let me know where I need to be, where I need to be. West Palm Beach. I love it there. Love it there. Did a class there. I did a class in Connecticut before. So yeah, all of those places in the US, you guys know that's my home. I'm walking up and down those roads. So, but also don't forget, you guys can always find my content in the V2. Everything that I'm doing when I'm on location or doing these live classes comes from the V2. So don't wait. If you're taking NCLEX or you need to prepare, don't wait. Okay. Somebody said, please go to bed. We'll see you Wednesday slash Thursday. I love it. Thank you, Shawnee. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to bed. I'm listening to Shawnee. I'm going to bed. All right. And that's what I said. I'm with it. I love Miami too. I want to be there as well. Because Orlando's right there. So, good night, guys. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you later. Arigato.